been recorded.
Yeah.
My French, Belgium, Bolivian accent. But anyway, I will start. For the record, I'm really grateful to you all for first inviting me here in Melbourne. We've been talking with Tony and Annie for many years, you know, that, you know, they wanted me to call in because now I live in Bolivia. So thank you again for your hospitality. Thank you for letting me play with you and make all these mistakes this morning. So that's all right. No, it wasn't recorded. But I'm really, 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 really pleased to be here. It's a real pleasure to meet you all. And you all know that you have a house in Bolivia whenever you decide to come.
Just out of Cochabamba.
We will all come and visit you.
So you can all come together, you can book a plane, and Ernie is welcome, of course. You know, and, so in your own time, I need another year to finish the house and to be able to welcome visitors, because I just bought the property less than a year ago and it's being refurbished, and so there's a lot of work to be
done. And there's 20 rooms, is that right?
There's plenty. Well, there's 3,500 square meters. You may be sleeping in
the
tent outside, but no, there's some big space, and it's a beautiful climate, it's spring weather all year round. So in due course we'll talk about that. I'll let you know what the best time is to come and visit, because obviously if you come, there are places that we want to go and listen to indigenous festival, like the Cantu music and some of the other music. So there are time to do that, because they don't play the tarka. This instrument here is a winter instrument. So they don't play these instruments, as you most probably already know, are not played all year around. Traditionally, they have a time throughout the year to do with agricultural cycle or religious. It can be like the tarka is a winter. Tarka is played throughout winter, okay? And the winter over there is just like the winter you have here, okay? We're southern hemisphere, so we've got the same seasons. But for example, the alma pinquillo, which is this flute here, that is played at the time of All Saints. So they play that in the cemetery.
Oh.
And it's only played for about a week. So they go and feed the death, you know. There's a lot of drinking and lots of food. And then that's when the alma means soul. So that's the alma pinquillo that's only played at that time of the year. If you play it outside that time, you'll grow horn. So beware of that. So be careful.
No. Well, we're getting older now, Alan, so I think we'll probably find some progress.
But of course here, you know, you play them whenever you want. Huh? This is just to let you know that all the instruments have their time of the year. You know, the panpipes are usually played more in the summer season, dry season. These are the panpipes. These are the typical panpipes. They're called tabla sikus, because tabla is like a table, and they play this around Lake Titicaca. That's where they play. But in fact, this panpipe is just like the once doce and the one you played this morning.
Yeah.
The only thing they leave the bamboo hole, and then so there is one, this part you cannot play, you just play this part here, and what they did, they left it whole instead of cutting every bit, and if you cut every bit, you'd have a panpipe like you have. But that's tabla siku. So they wear big feathers when they play that around Lake Titicaca. I have not seen them for a long time. Some of the instruments here, all the instruments, they came with me from Bolivia about 20 years ago. So some of these instruments you cannot even find anymore in Bolivia. These tarkas, which are the best, they used to be the best one with white wood. I can't remember the name of the wood. I could find out again. These, you just finished. You don't find them anymore. So a lot of the bamboo, the quality of the bamboo has diminished big time, because they've been cutting it without being conscious on how to cut it so that it could regrow. And that's one of the projects that I'm trying to get involved in Bolivia, to really go back to sustainable grow, because there's different type of bamboo. There's very thin one. The very thin one for the panpipes, you cannot find it anymore. So I'm probably going to be struggling even finding the seats or the part. Say again.
Is it actually bamboo?
It's actually bamboo.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Straight. It grows really, really straight. That's amazing. It's only in Bolivia that you find a... You know, in the north of Argentina, they don't even use the bamboo anymore. They use PVC. Because they all find it, it's easier too. If they drop it, yeah. it doesn't break. And all. You never get the same sound out of a PVC pipe and a bamboo pipe.
We've got about this much in our bedroom. It's like probably 50 or 100.
Oh yeah, there's a big pile to fix instrument, to replace, you know, bamboo, so you've got a reserve there for many, many years. And then if you need more, you just ask me and I'll go and hunt. I start to know the places where to go to find the good quality one.
We probably will need
one. One thing that Alan was saying, some of these instruments are really museum quality that we have because you just can't find this quality of... bamboo in Bolivia now, so we're custodians of these instruments.
And I'm really, really happy that it's because at one stage I thought, oh, I'm going to send everything back to Bolivia, and then talking with Tony recently, I thought, well, that's it. You know, we've done what we could in Perth with Canto Sicuri, and you've survived a lot longer than Canto Sicuri. You've done an amazing job. I'm really, really impressed. So I've already talked to a connection in Bolivia, and I'll get a couple of people coming here. We can talk about that later, you know, applying for a grant. But that would not be before 2019, because the new head of the orchestra, OEIN, the Orchestra Experimental de Instrumentos Nativos, so the new head is not is a new guy. Sergio Prudencio is a composer, musician composer, who started it all, left, and now he's doing another job, and he passed on the reign to the younger people. And it's a project that has been going for 35 years in Bolivia, in schools. So it's pedagogic as well. In schools, there is a main orchestra, and then up in the schools, in the high plateau around La Paz, very poor schools, there's about 20 different orchestra, small orchestra, and kids, they're all learning all these instruments. So it's an amazing project. It's really an amazing project. But Sergio had done it, Sergio came here when we did the Festival of Perth concert. He came here at that time, and last year he just said, that's it, you know, I'm tired, you know, it's... to get grants and to get the money to run something like that in Bolivia, it's not as easy. Yeah. So he's put a lot of his own money towards that. So all these instruments came with me when I, to make the long story short, I applied for a grant back in, when did we do the Festival of Perth? I always have to go back to my diary. When was 96. The Festival 96. Of Perth? 96, so around, and that happened, so, around 92, I was in Bolivia, and I went with a grant from the Department for the Arts from Western Australia to go and study. I was at the time playing with a folk band, Los Chasquis, you know, charango, guitar, kena, I played the kena. And then I applied, I always enjoyed the indigenous music of Bolivia, the pre-Spanish, which is what you do, just drums and flutes. So I always wanted to know more about that music. I applied for the grant, I received the grant, and I took off for a year. And at the end of my stay in La Paz, I brought back all these instruments. Not all of them. Some of them Sergio brought with him when we did the Festival of Perth. So we actually, with Tony, we were trying to remember. We can't see names there, but I wouldn't know what tune we played on these ones, not these ones. So they pump up. So I will find out, and I will try to find if I got a recording somewhere in Perth. But so some of these ones, you know, came with Sergio. All the other stuff I brought from Bolivia.
Oh, just actually might say this
a cassette.
Which lists each. Quite a few of these instruments, and then it's a tune that's played on the instruments, right? So this could be part of our learning. The only thing is, someone if you can get go from
digital.
Yeah, to digital.
We've been between Louise's device for doing that.
So you're able to do that.
If you make a CD of that, that's great. And then you've got also an explanation on all the instruments. And with Tony, we had a look. There's quite a few instruments because at the time I used to play with the orchestra. So there's quite a few pieces on that recording that with those instruments here, and they explain where the instrument come from. Okay, so that's something we're not going to go through now. Even myself, I would have to read. It's in Spanish, but you've got Mabel speaks Spanish. So, hola, Mabel. I didn't even see you.
So gracias.
Yay.
So
there you are.
It is me, my
Bruce.
Gusto, mucho
gusto.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Bruce.
So,
so just in, I don't know if it's on the actual tape, but yeah, in here is each of these, or most of these instruments with an explanation.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's in Spanish.
Oh.
So,
that's right.
And that's on the tape.
That is on
the tape.
That's on the tape.
Yeah. No, the tape is being played.
Yeah.
So basically you'll have a music played on Kena Kena, which are those one there. That's the Kena Kena, and then an explanation about the Kena Kena.
Yeah.
And that Sergio is really well done, it's trustworthy, you know, you can believe what he didn't pick up the information just like that. There's someone who did all the investigation to really know and have the correct information.
Tony, can we get it photocopied and blah,
blah? Yeah, listen,
yeah,
I can,
so this is the start.
Yeah.
But this is in Spanish, so
so
we have to turn that into English.
And don't worry, I have more tapes like this at home in Perth, so I can always send more. Sergio asked me to bring some back because he doesn't even have one of those anymore. When he left, he gave me about a dozen tapes that he didn't want to take back with him, so I still got some more. So that's all there. Now each. You can see there's bundles. There are bundles because that's indeed the traditional way we played them in tropas. What is called a tropa.
Tropa.
How would you?
A troop.
It's the same. A tropa. Yeah, it's a troop. A troop of. So it's never played on its own.
Yeah.
And that's well, you know, with the ira arca. Arca is following. Ira is the leading. You know part. So it's always a very collective effort. You know, that's part of society and it transfers into the music as well. So that's very important. Now the new groups, they of course join them like this and they play, you know, one together. But these, Mula Mula, Tarkas, all this, the Pintillo, that's a tropa here, tropa, and then you've got different tropas here. Of the Laquitas, so that's it. You basically, you are nothing on your own. You know, you need the other people to play, and that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Bolivia is really, still today, the heart and soul of Andes and pre-Spanish music. Because the population, over 50% of the population in Bolivia is of pure Aymara and Quechua. Okay, the Aymara, they live on the high plateau, the Altiplano, and the Quechua, they're more in the valley. You know, they're a bit softer. You know, the Aymara, because of the harsh conditions and the climate is so difficult, they're hard people. They're really hard people. I don't think I would like to live in the community of Aymara because it's very tough on the Altiplano. There are no more trees and the weather is tough. So, but yes, I know some instrument makers. And of the old generation, slowly the young generation don't want to do that anymore. So I still have some contacts through DOIN of some amazing instrument maker. Especially if one day you're interested into the Mosenio.
You do want to show it?
And the Mosenio here that I brought back, unfortunately,
what is this?
Mosenio. It's another. And I've got some recordings of Mosenio.
Wow!
My goodness gracious me.
It's a very tricky instrument to play.
Wow.
Okay, but I've modified some of them because I didn't. We never played this with Canto Sicuri.
Ah!
But that is something really interesting.
Okay, he's going to have a go.
Me.
You're going to have a go.
So, you will see.
A bit
big.
There are different tropas. There's always different tropas.
Mark,
And so there's the side ones.
How'd you play? Have a flute.
And then there's the long one.
Yeah.
But with the side ones, and I don't ask me how it works,
you
because you have to slide your finger, you know, to get the notes and all this. And I think on the recording I've got of a festival in La Paz where the musicians came from their community, they play this, and you can see how they... But Carlos, who is the name of the guy who would come, he really knows that, and they play those very well.
Last, not across, in. In.
In.
In.
That's yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, the idea of the tube is that if you didn't have the tube here, the instruments would have to be that long there, be impossible to play. So the tube is, it's like a bassoon. Huh? So, and it's never played softly. You'll see when you hear them. So, to get the right sound, and that's the tricky part. With a lot of these instruments...
Okay, guys.
The tricky part, you see this one I retuned to play more of classical pieces that we did with Andy, so we blocked this up and then we've got a tune that you can play with guitar. We made a hole here that didn't exist. So that we'd have to see. If you decide that you want to play a Monsignor Tropa, Carlos would bring one over here because we know an amazing instrument maker who can make a beautiful tropa of Monsignors. You see, like these instruments here, the tarkas.
Why do you play the tarka tune?
The tarka is never played sort of... No, that's not the technique. Puff your cheek, and then you have to get the... That's the sound, with harmonics and everything, and that's the sound of the tarkeara. Except with the small one... You don't overblow in those ones because otherwise you get a terrible sound. So that's the only one.
You do it off the bottom of the chair.
And then you always have more of the big ones. There's always a balance between the instruments. Even with the panpipes, some of the panpipes here, the Italache or the other ones, you'll have more medium size than the bigger size, the Sanka, you have the Malta and the Chuli. But the Chuli, you only have about two or three people playing them. So it's not equal in numbers, the instruments. They always spread around, so on.
We'll see.
Use the medium size.
That's
the one.
But
I think I forgot.
Have a go.
Okay, go on then.
I've got some recording of this.
It's really rough.
It's really rough, it's really strange, but it's with this. I remember in Perth, we gave a concert at the Hole in the Wall Theatre in Subiaco with Los Chiaskis, and then at the end of the show, we played the Tarkeada between all of us, and it's there that I invited people who we were looking for people to join Canto Sicuri. So it must have, people must have liked it because Annie joined then and other people joined and said, yeah, we want to be part of this mad sound. So it is a very strange sound.
Yeah, so you can imagine that sound from a distance coming towards you and, you know, swirling. And, yeah, so that's the style. And it's amongst 12 or 18 of us.
And in fact, where is the cassette?
Just here.
I'm pretty sure
that
on the Tarkeada, so that's the Tarka, which is called the Tarkeada, it's on here.
Mm-hmm.
The one we just played. I'm pretty sure because I've only learned once at the time. Is there a Tarka? Can you see Tarkeada? Tarkas?
Tarkas. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And it gives you the community. So it's on here. Because you have different communities. And you have different tropas of tarkas. So all the tarkas will not be the same in Bolivia. Depending on one community, they'll have a different type of tuning. So they're really very protective of their own tuning and the way they make them. So the tarka is a very tricky instrument to purchase, to buy, to find one with the embouchure that will really give you that rolling. sound. Excuse me. So that's Kennedy.
Yeah. So we've got both of the your voices going. So that's Interlakis and that's
Interlakis. That's Interlakis.
That's Interlakis.
Lakitas and then the Cantu music and that's it. So.
Do you want to show them the Huacapinquillo?
Ah, the Huacapinquillo. Now you've got quite a few here. So
no, we haven't.
Excuse me. I can't hear the tune, so don't.
Oh, okay. It's all right.
No one will hear the actual tune. Ah, I have to go into it.
Yeah. Huacapinquillo. Huaca means cow. All right, and so they play that at the time of when they turn the earth again to plant new crops.
Okay.
So that's the one that they play, and you hold it with one hand. Finger here, then there's a back hole, and then two holes at the top.
There's only three holes. Yeah? So it's like a one-handed fife.
Yeah.
And they usually play a drum at the same time.
You play this drum here. That's a Wankara drum. Okay, so you play this drum here. You know, someone will play it and will basically do...
Wednesday
we learn this. So
yeah.
It's not difficult, it's just overblowing, there's only three notes.
So you just blow like a recorder.
Yeah.
You overblow.
So you can see that the hardest thing is holding on. It's holding with your fingers. Yeah, so that's why you've got to be able to hold on with that finger and that finger. Is the other hand supposed to do something with the actual
Well,
player?
You'll see they play the drum a lot of time. You know, you'll see they've got lots of drums, even with the panpipe, with the Interlaki, all this. Almost every musician play the drum and play the panpipe. Because it's played, it's never played indoors, okay? It's always outdoors. So, you know, it's the wind and all this, so you'll see some videos that I've got.
So there's 22 of those.
There's plenty of them.
Plenty of those.
Some of them were made in... some of them are better than others. Some of them were made in Perth, because we were short of some of them. So Mark, a friend of mine, made some of the... the Waka Pinquillo.
Maybe just talk about, so the difference between Lakita and the Interlaki is they're just played in different places, or...
They, not so, it's the scale that is different. And I have to listen, you remember yesterday we listened to your typical panpipe, the tradition, they insert, all right, so to play... So they insert like that, but this...
Nothing
to do. These ones you can play with this, it's the same one. We've got a note set there. And it's always played the long note to the right.
Yeah, upset with
it. I'm the one that changed
Yes, he changed it. We were correct.
You're correct.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's, you know, that's why I put these ones here like this. I like to play them like a piano.
Oh.
But traditional music has to be played like this.
Oh.
Because of this side here, which is basically the idea of this side, which you cannot play, is resonant to give more sound.
Oh, so I'll
start. And we'll see the scene. So the tuning would be completely different to something like this. And this, I have no idea what tune we played on this one. And this one I never played, never learned this one. But this one, these toyos, the big ones, these are part of this.
Yeah, so we've got toyos. Zankas,
yeah,
right. Maltas. Maltas, which are our normal size, and
Chulis.
So we've got the trogba, we've got the set.
Yeah.
We could have a listen to this, to one of these.
Yeah, so what Alan has is he's got some videos of actually when you were in Bolivia at some of these festivals.
Yeah.
Of them playing some of these tropas.
So the La Quita, initially back 3-4 years ago, I went with some with Carlos, the chap that I'm trying to get to come over. He will come, he's very interested. And we went to the lake, Titicaca, with in my car with the kids at the back, the young people, and they had a practice day there, so we had lunch and all this, and then they had to play. And that's the La Quita we can hear. And then I tried with Tony, we were trying before, but it didn't work. I'm going to download all that for you to have. You have all that.
So this is of Alana at Lake Titicaca and the group EOIN.
D-O-I-N.
EOIN.
The Orchestra Experimental de Instrumentos Nativos.
The kids playing the Laquitas?
Yeah. So I won't play the whole thing because it's a bit long, but I'll certainly give it to you. That's not where it is.
Looks
where
like
is it now?
Is this your property, Alain?
No.
Oh.
This is where we're staying.
But we'll go there if you want to. There's an amazing place with a volcano, the highest volcano in Bolivia.
Oh dear.
So it's extinct. But I think I had it here. I had it before. Todos Santos. No, that's Toro. Oh, no, but I don't have the music. Search.
Yeah, the other thing with these hats are about, I don't know, probably 20 years old as well. These are the real deal. These are from Bolivia.
What are they made of? Felt or?
Felt. So, some of them are harder than others.
What kind of felt?
Felted llama.
Yeah, because felt say the
wool. I think it's sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah. Oh, that is it's typical of Cochabamba, was it, I think?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very
round.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's
did
right.
You pass sour tags, Tony?
Yeah.
No, this one.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so high. That's more like a bowl.
So, yeah, these are the real deal.
Nice.
Good.
Can't see. It's very
hot. It's very
hot. It's
interesting having the second band.
So are they the baby hand sewing?
No,
that's for the women, the black ones.
Yeah.
They're from Bolivia.
So that's the La Quita, the set you've got there, and that's Lake Titicaca on the Bolivian side, of course. Because it goes into Peru.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that thing is long.
Yeah. It was a rehearsal day. And Carlos, who's coming, is the guy there with the check shirt, over there with the hat. That's him there. You can see his back. He speaks English fluently, so you have no problems communicating with them.
Are they all nice guys?
Now there's a mix. And that woman, that short woman, she's an amazing player. I tell you what, you can hear how strong they blow in the panpipe to get that brassy sound. That's what See, it's not a hard piece to transcribe. The only thing I don't know if it's tuned with those ones. They sound very
low.
Yeah.
Oh, you've now got another.
They've gone to an octave.
Yeah.
Are they playing Eros and Arcus, or are they all playing one?
No, no, it's Eros
and Arcus
as well. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds
yeah.
a bit like
you're
just like a tune that you learn.
You will learn a lot with Carlos. And his partner, I don't know if she was there. She was there. Yeah, she's with the hat there.
Ah.
I invite her as well because she's really a good player and she knows the music like Carlos. They know that music. They've done the investigation. They've done all the research, you know, so they really know what the music is all about. They will never... It's very hard to play it like the original people play it. So that's the Lakita we have to download that. You see, that's the melody there.
So you can hear that's the Maltas coming in. So most of that was Zanka, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or down low. You hear the higher part there?
Yeah.
Now it's gone all low.
That's Carlos, and that's his partner, Tati.
How long ago was that taken? Yeah?
That I know we must have been there about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still in La Paz. So that will be a good one for you to to have.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like it's almost like a prayer. Alan, it's almost like a prayer, the way that it just repeated and you get more and more.
A lot of the music, you know, the canto, you know, it's very repetitive. You know, they keep playing, but the festival in the context of the place makes more sense than here.
Yeah.
And then it goes on for 2, 3, 4 days because there is the vispera, there is the first day, then the second day, then the farewell day. So it always goes on for a few days.
Vispera means
and
for
that's
me.
When and that's when you really start to get into the music, you know, and you really start. It's almost like a trance.
Like a drug.
Yeah.
And you dance to it.
Yeah.
There is never the audience performers.
Yeah.
In the traditional way, there is no concert hall thing.
Yeah.
It's everybody will dance or everybody will play or people will drink. They drink a lot, unfortunately. but that's it. And then they don't play. They don't have a list of half a dozen tunes. Plus, in where they play, you have other community, typical of Cherasani. So you have communities. Cherasani is the capital center of a province. So you will have people coming and sometimes walking up to 2-3 days with their canto music to perform at the once a year festival with the canto music. So they'll walk there, and then one of the game they play is they try to upset the other group by playing louder and really, you know. So you can get, and that's the video I send you.
Yes, that's
you know,
like
Italake.
Yeah, in completely different tunes.
Completely different tune.
Wow.
Completely different tune. So I'll see here what I can find. Something else here. Entrada Folklorica. Now this is an indigenous festival in La Paz with the communities coming. No, that's the university. I don't want that. That's the. I want another one. Just after the. I don't have a lot of this. That was another day out, La Paz, but it's very short because I did the recording on mini disc because I wanted to learn and play with them. But that's a canto music. There we go. Again, the same group.
Oh, okay.
Das Carlos. Canto music is my favorite one.
Yes.
They are fifth or fourth, the intervals are amazing.
Mm. These are the tubes that.
Sorry?
Annie's got. We've got these.
We've got these.
Wonderful to play.
Canto. Canto pipes.
You got the whole melody there.
Yeah.
But there is a canto. The canto that we play is on that cassette.
Yes, that's
well.
Slightly different.
Slightly different. There's
yeah.
lots
what
of different cantos. Depending, each community
has
their own composition. They do their own thing.
That,
and traditionally,
to sing.
Yeah?
Yeah, the canto is what Annie and I really want this group to play.
Have I got once
for
yeah.
doubles?
Yeah,
like they've got the doubles. They're quite like
but
the interlockies.
Yeah, but they're square.
No, they're shaved off as well,
oh, okay.
But they are doubles. They're like the interlockies or the lakitas,
yeah.
But it's canto music,
yeah.
And they're in fourths and fifths.
Okay.
So you go from, I don't think we've got the toyos, but we've got, I know we've got zunkas, and
yeah.
You go up through them. We played it once at Bruce and Marvell's,
mm-hmm.
I can remember, and I have written out the music for that. It's like a little orchestra,
yep.
So you have this, it's the human pipe organ.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah, maybe you're doing that.
Yeah.
And usually, what, four different instruments, or
You need so it's there's a tuli, there's a malta, and at least a zunka, at least, and you need ira and arca of each of those.
There is what they call the sobre tuli, sobre malta, sobre zunka.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You've got one, two, three, six different pitch,
and you need two for each. So you need 12 players
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, minimum.
Wow.
Otherwise
minimum
it doesn't
12.
Work. So that's
wow.
one that you need a big group. And then I've got the interval written down somewhere. Well, you probably have it too. Because I think the Sanka with the tulis are an octave, and then there is a fourth and there is
there's
a fifth.
Yeah.
Somewhere. So that's Cherasani. That's, I don't know why. That's the place where that festival is taking place. It's not really, you probably don't see a lot. That's how, it's a very, it's not easy to get there. You know, it's a, why?
Where do you go from?
From La Paz.
La Paz.
In the summer?
So, yeah, July. It's, they have the...
That's winter.
I don't know. Yeah, so that's winter.
Tell everyone how long it takes for you to get from La Paz to
Europe. Cherasani, Amarete is another place, and there we are from La Paz. We're not far. I mean, it's only about 150 kilometers, but it takes about 6 hours.
Oh,
because
yeah.
the roads are really tough and very dangerous.
6 hours, 1 hour flight. Yeah, which is cheap, you said, the 1 hour flight.
What's he traveling in?
Yeah,
a four-wheel drive.
A four-wheel drive for 6 hours.
Yeah.
What about don't probably?
The buses are really bad.
You can go.
I thought you might change your mind.
No, by donkey, it'd be probably quicker.
Yeah.
Be quicker by donkey because
this sculpture on top of the pass of that of Francine. These are the sculptures. That's another thing. That
did Daniel go there, by the way?
But that's not a
interest
at the moment.
You went there.
I'm trying to find. I think I've got.
Is that on the river?
No, this is down. I'm in La Paz in Bolivia. Did you go to Bolivia? Mm. Oh, you did.
That's
okay.
An island near Lake Titicaca where there is still a festival.
I'd have to look at the map.
In the typical costume. But I didn't want to get too close. They kept inviting me for a drink.
You don't have to go right now.
And I didn't want to drink. And it's not easy.
Just look at the photos.
Okay, you want to have a listen?
Yeah, I do.
These are the choquela, I think. Some of the flute, stride flute.
Beautiful dancing.
And they keep inviting me for a drink, and I don't want to drink. I don't drink.
What do they drink, Alan?
Chicha.
No, some the chicha is more Cochabamba, the valley. There they drink pure alcohol mixed with orange juice. So you've got that much orange juice for that much alcohol.
Pure alcohol and orange juice.
Cooking alcohol.
Cooking alcohol. Whoa.
After my I was really sick, and the first time I went there, I was really sick because I was drinking too much. Yes, and that's a lot of these people don't even speak Spanish.
Are they dancing and playing, or the ones on the outside
playing, and then inside they're dancing? The women
dancing. But it still is very women dance and the men play.
Always. Still today.
Yeah. But those other ones who are showing us are women only.
In the orchestra, they've broken it.
And Alan, is it an indigenous language they speak?
Yeah. Over there it's Aymara. And we were probably, because you don't know about these festivals. Yeah. It's not advertised, you never see. Yeah. It's for them, it's a local community. Yeah. It's just that Carlos and the orchestra are doing so much investigation. They know, they have the connections, and so they know, and that's how we end up going there. We wanted to do some recording of that music. And you can see there's hardly anyone. That's the local community. But then, especially as a gringo, they're really heavy on the drinking. And they want you to drink. And if you don't drink, they put you on the outside. And that's why I filmed. Eventually, I filmed from far away, because I'm not interested in drinking anymore. Especially that I go to so many festivals, it's so much drinking. They drink once a year for the one year festival, but I go to half a dozen festivals, so I get a six-time dose, basically, and of that alcohol. No.
So it's not to play for other people, it's to play
for themselves.
It's really for themselves.
Isn't it also for, like,
Four seasons, and there I'd have to have a look in my notes, because that's about 3-4 years ago, and we've made notes. Then we talk with them, we ask them where is the tradition from, where did they learn, what's the name of the tune, the instrument. So we just collect all that information to really try to have a
understanding of where that tune. Celebrate.
Yeah.
So, Alan, is there connections with Pachamama about the music? Is that got any?
Say again.
Is there connections to Pachamama?
Absolutely. Most Pachamama is, and when you drink, you always give, and that's the one thing I like, because I always gave a lot to drink to Pachamama. So before you drink, you give a bit to Pachamama, but and then after, at the end, you never finish your drink, you give to Pachamama. Mother Earth. So Pachamama got drunk also with me.
And are they are the kids involved, or are they kind of hard
not
to
so
get
much.
Involved?
That's the quinoa.
That's a hard thing.
Oh, okay.
That's the quinoa plant that you buy here in the shop. It's amazing. Up on the high plateau, the quinoa fields are just amazing, and you've got different colors. You've got white, red, you know, and when it's in flower, it's amazing. And then they cut it, and one day I was driving along that track, you know. Yeah. It was coming back from that festival you saw before, because that's the same day. Mm. And then they were in the middle of the track, you know, beating the quinoa.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go around with my car, four-wheel drive. They said, no,
just
please drive on top of the quinoa.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I had to go back and forth with the car to go from the quinoa.
Alan, how tall is the quinoa?
What?
How tall is the quinoa?
Maybe 6 feet.
Yeah,
it's about a meter.
Mm-hmm.
A meter, a little bit more.
And what color is it when it flowers?
Red, you've got different types. You've got the white one, you've got red ones. I've got other photos, but I don't know if they're here. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah.
Beautiful
quinoa.
To see when it's in flower.
What time of year is it?
Well, that would have been what time of the year, but I'll have to have a look. Look at that. The colors of the quinoa is just amazing.
Look at it.
Wow.
And it grows on the side of the highway.
Wow.
It's just a weed. You know, the quinoa used to be the poor people food.
Okay.
So no one would touch it.
Yeah.
Until back a few years ago, it became the international.
Yeah.
The quinoa is the highest and the richest grain, you know, in nutrition, for nutritional value and protein. It's very high in protein.
Yeah.
So suddenly now they grow, they even grow it in Belgium, I was told.
Yeah, yeah.
Some farmers try it. So suddenly it becomes the fruit. But traditionally, no, only the peasants and no one in the society would eat the quinoa.
But I mean, how much percentage of our food comes from South America and the Andes? Yeah. You know,
all the spots, you probably, all those who've traveled in, amazing potatoes they have.
Yeah.
Cumus, the small one, the one that they dehydrate.
Yeah.
They step on it
on the
high mountains and the plateau. You see them when they do it to completely dehydrate.
Yeah.
Chunya, it's called. And it's all white. It's white like the wall.
Yeah.
And it keeps for years. For years. And they keep it like that. But completely. And there is a very... I'm not really keen on the taste. I've tasted it one, and to cook, there's a special way to cook it.
Doesn't it have to freeze for the winter? Don't they squash it and then freeze it?
Because it's so cold, they can freeze them as well.
Okay.
So that's the cusillo. You see, you always have a cusillo. What you call them? In every group, someone going around, you know, and he's playing that one cara. There you can see he's playing the one
drum.
The drum. The drum. So let me see if I can get...
Cusillo.
The cusillo is the fools. The fool. In the old days in England,
the
jester.
The jester. The court jester.
So they love the jester. He's completely dressed. He's got a mask because he really gives a hard time to the musicians. He beats them and all this. So they have a lot of fun.
We have to appoint one.
Adrian, do you mind?
You see, that's a kena kena, but I have to read my notes. That's
what's
one of the kena. That's the kena on the
shoe. Look at the hat.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
hat.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the hat.
That's the cusillo. And you see, he's playing that with the fishbone.
Yeah.
On the back.
Does he always have a mask along?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Always a mask.
Yeah, always a mask. If you want, I can send you a mask. These masks are very cheap. You find them everywhere in the market. I could send you, you know, balaclava type of mask. And, you know. Plus, they always want to sell it. You know, they always say, do you want to buy it?
Alistair.
And there are the bowler hats.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They wear that with the chuli underneath.
What are they called? The little ones on the ground. Chuli.
Oh, make sure we got to give.
What are the names of the hats called?
Sombrero. This tradition comes from Charlie Chaplin.
They look very funny too, really.
Yeah.
And
now the big difference these days and compared with 20 years ago is that all these really country people, peasants, you know, now you see them in La Paz, but they're with their cell phone, you know, and they're doing business, you know, and that never used to be like that. Especially with Evo Morales, the president of Bolivia, who is the first elected indigenous person in Bolivia. Evo Morales was cocalero, so he was a coca leaf grower. And that's his background. A lot of charisma, and he gave them a lot of power. He gave a lot of power because they had been left behind for many years. I don't know it. So we've seen that. Cascachi. So that's the quinoa that we saw before. That's Lake Titicaca. That's the totora, the boats that they make with that floating. And that was also, that's another place that was amazing. I think I've got the recording, but on a mini disc. Because in that small community, another community, they said, we don't play that traditional music anymore. Finished. And Carlos, you know, went and saw the elders in the back of a house and asked them, can you take... And they took out some of their old instruments that they had not played for years. And they played for us a little bit. I don't know whether but they were half drunk, you know.
Lovely headdress.
So I don't know. So they put the hat on, but you can see that's why they don't have the traditional. Because we were doing an investigation. So the field work, but we've got it recorded on a separate recording to get a good quality. That's one of those floating islands, you know, the Totora. Quinoa. That's the car that I travel with. And that's the community. Completely in the middle, we got lost to get there. We got completely lost because they never say, no, it's not that. They'll tell you go to right when it's the left-hand side. And when you go to turn left, they'll tell you to go right. And all with a good intention. But sometimes I've been lost like this and I have to sleep in the car all night because it's impossible to find. And it can get dangerous over there. Mm. It can get very dangerous. So if you run out of fuel, and there they didn't have any fuel for the boat, so we had to buy some fuel. You know, to go across on the island.
So,
and that's a typical way to construct these days. This down below is rammed earth, which is the place I bought. It's made with rammed earth. And now it's a status thing. So they prefer to use bricks. And it's really sad because the bricks never look as good as the rammed earth. The rammed earth really blends nicely with the environment. It's very efficient, very effective with temperature lift. But now they like the brick because it shows that you have money. And they never plaster the bricks because then you pay more tax. If you have a brick wall that's been plastered, then it costs you more to the government or the local. So that's why they always leave them like that, unless they have a lot of money.
Can I ask a question, please? When you said that it's dangerous if you get lost. What kind of danger?
At night time, you can get lost. Completely lost, and then you can run out of fuel. There is no petrol there in those places because we're near Peru, so they've stopped all the petrol stations. They all shut. Sometimes they open, sometimes they shut, because they use petrol to produce cocaine. So it's bad, and that's when they decided they're going to stop all the fuel stations. So I had to travel and have a special permit to have, you know, a jerrycan. You know, and then they check the permit that is valid for a month. They explain what I do, we travel, we do blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So that, and then at night you can have also the les brigands, the thieves, you know, and people
bandits.
Who are really
bandits.
Gonna,
bandits.
They are bandits, yeah,
yeah,
the rogues, yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. At night. In those, I'm talking about that place there. It's because we near Peru and there is a lot of traffic, narcotraffic.
So do they use donkeys and horses
and
things
like
that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to throw away my computer and exchange it for a donkey and a horse.
Yeah,
no wild animals?
Computers, I mean...
There's wild animals. There, over there, there's a lot of the cuy. The cuy.
Guinea pig.
That they eat.
Man-eating guinea pigs.
Yeah, they eat them. And you see them crossing, they're all around Lake Titicaca.
Well,
you know? I've got them on my property as well. I can see them, they're coming out at night. You know?
Where
no,
is
like
your property?
In Cochabamba, outside Cochabamba.
Oh, okay.
Cochabamba, I don't like the city itself. I much prefer La Paz. Cochabamba is very polluted, but I'm in the mountains.
Right.
On the foothill of a national park, Parque Tunari. So it's really good. And I can see Cochabamba and I can see the pollution on top.
Right.
And if there is a bit of pollution that gets to the property I've got, it's not that much anyway. So it was a whole... Everything is an adventure in Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a saying, todo posible, nada seguro.
Everything is possible, nothing is safe.
That's it. Nothing is certain. And that's really so true about Bolivia. So true. So always be prepared, you know, and because I like to pick up a lot, you know, it's a luxury. To have a car there is a real luxury.
I like to, yeah.
So people will always ask if I've got room. I like to pick up, to give them a lift, especially the local people. So they know they might bring you to the community. They might give you information. Because we all talk, I always go back to the music, the tradition of the music, their instruments. So that is something that slowly is getting lost. I can see a big difference from 20 years ago, even with the traditional costume. Now they prefer to have the jeans, you know, and the Coca-Cola cap, you know. It's much easier for them. So that is really getting lost, unfortunately. And that's the idea of the IN. We're trying to put together and to re revive a little bit that music, encourage them and do videos and things like that. So
we have a big responsibility as gringos.
Yes, as gringos. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
Let that. We have a big responsibility in Australia, not the gringos, not to let the Bolivian music die.
We have to have the younger generation.
Yeah,
that's true.
6 hours from La Paz. 6 hours drive.
What are you looking at?
I'm just thinking how far it is to drive.
Okay, how far?
So 6 hours and 21 minutes.
From where?
La Paz.
Yeah,
it's a star strike.
The plane is half an hour on the plane.
Oh, that's good.
The drive is a dangerous drive. It's very long because it's the only road that connects La Paz to Cochabamba. So it's not even a highway.
Oh,
and you've got all your trucks and transport people and the curves. And that's why it takes me about 7-8 hours to get there. And you go up to 4,000 meters and then you go back down to 2,000 meters.
Wow.
So beautiful scenery, but it's tricky. You see plenty of accidents there.
Mm.
No, let me have a look here. This is says July is really good for the Charasani festival. And I'll show you here. I've got a lot of stuff. And let's have a look at some.
So, Alan, have you written a kind of a book or more than one book about? Is that one of the ideas to put all
that? They do that.
They will do that?
They're
put
doing
all the,
it. Yeah.
All the.
They're doing it.
Ethnomusicology that you've recorded
for the,
stuff, put it together.
It's very hard. You always have to cross-reference.
Yeah.
Because it's an oral tradition. There's nothing
of
written.
Course.
So that's why Carlos will record all the music and then go home and try to write it down and transpose and so on and so on. It's an oral tradition, so they have different opinions. An elder will tell you something different. So you then the other one, then his neighbor. So it's really tricky to get accurate.
You could start a war.
You have to be,
absolutely.
Because they're so proud.
Music's supposed to be peace.
Even the canto music, we're trying to do a big study of canto music. Even that is very, very tricky.
Can you tell us what... Canto, define canto?
Yeah, good on you, I was going to ask that.
Say again?
What defines canto?
I know what canto is, but how do you define
canto?
Canto.
The canto music is a K-H-A-N-T-U.
There you go.
So it's completely different. I don't know what canto music is, the style of music. And sicuriada is a style of music, but sicuriada... Sicuris de Italache. So it's a type of what we call a wino. That's the style of music. And
what's the name?
Italache is after the name of the place. Now here I'm trying to see the orchestra rehearsal. I must have a little bit of music.
Oh, the t-shirt,
yeah. To show you.
It's more than microphone.
Sorry, that happened off the mark.
It's
what?
Did
I
pull tea?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
look at that.
They're very Catholic,
yeah?
So it's always sad after the church.
That was going to be another question for you. How has the Catholic and the Christian religion influenced there? Can you see that in it? Or
yes, and you can see at every festival, you see.
Yep.
They go around with Virgin Mary and they play the tradition.
It's fused.
Everything is fused, and that's the amazing thing. They mix the devil, you know, with... God with
La Virgen y
La
Pachamama.
Virgen and La Pachamama, everything is completely. That's Cantu, huh? That's Charasani.
So this is a town. This is the town that's out of La Paz.
Yeah. Very important Charasani. Here are the players, but I've got other ones. And then during the 2 or 3 days of the fiesta, you just dance to the music.
What are they throwing?
Confetti.
Ah, that's
I'm trying to find the other music of Cantu. And I think that's... I'll find some music, and with Tony, we'll try to put. I'll put stuff. We'll edit Italate as well. Some things there to give you some videos. There's no music there. That was a festival of indigenous music that they tried to start in La Paz. And again, because the logistic, the reliability on the community to bring the musician is so difficult, because unless you hire a bus to bring the musicians, they're not going to come. So it's really complex. So I'm trying to do that with Carlos, of course, and to use the property I've got in Cochabamba to run a festival there. And I was telling Tony back two years ago, we're talking and we're thinking of doing with love, you know, and their dreams, you know, now we've got to put them into action. The first panpipe festival from panpipes from around the world. Mozambique, you know, New Guinea, all of them. And we'd love to have that in Bolivia. But that's a big job. That's a big job.
We come too.
Yeah, you come. And I need someone to travel in all those countries to go and talk to governments for
as
grants
well.
And all this. Yeah, now it's a big, big, big thing. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I've got people really keen with the idea. But that's something. Like I said to Tony, we're thinking of starting with just a panpipe festival of indigenous music of Bolivia. Before we invite them. And if it's successful, if we can get the... Within Bolivia, it's already complex. Let alone from, you know, places that have civil war, you know, Tete Panpipe, Mozambique, they're all countries that are, people have been displaced because of civil war, so they don't live in their village. So to go and find them, it's really, really difficult. And then to put them on a plane, to bring them to Bolivia...
All at the same time.
Not easy. This is a. I think
no,
this. No, I don't know why that thing is not working. Somehow it's giving me a bit.
Yeah, so we're thinking for Wednesday night for the people that want to come. Mm-hmm. For some people might not have been here. Actually, it's a pretty good turnout, actually. But not everyone.
Auntie Gani, not here. Judy?
Oh, we'll stop after this.
Yeah, we'll stop after this, and then I'll pick something up. I'll select some of the that was an interesting festival. But somehow even the computer is giving me a bit of a hard time. I don't know why. Why don't you open up? This is Monseigneur. This is the truck.
The big, oh, big one. Okay, so the big pipes?
Yeah.
They've got white hats, you see.
I think we have them. And that must be a different chopper, because I cannot see the big ones.
They're all long.
They're very long, but that's Monseigneur. Yeah, it's not an end blown flute. It has got an embouchure. It's a blocked. It's not like the kena when it's an open a U.
Yeah.
Are
they punctures on? Is that?
Yeah. I see, because I did film.
They're just playing big ones like that.
Yeah. I was trying, yeah. There must be another video.
They wear the ponchos. Like, we wear the ponchos. Yeah. You know, like, shoulder ponchos.
There we go.
No, there must be another.
Were they women? Were they playing
Yes.
You know Louisa Wise?
I think that's, yeah.
She sends her love.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, we're very close friends.
Hello.
And she plays Munias with us sometimes.
All right, okay. Yes,
she,
say hello.
She said that we were very lucky to see you and to
because
spend
I
time. She thinks you're wonderful.
So what are those pipes? Alan, do you know those
I think
pipes?
That's a suri sikuri.
She had a bit of a thing.
That's a suri sikuri, a very big one.
On Thursday. But I don't know. She's preparing for a very launch of her second season.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know.
That's one of the different things.
That's like. Isn't that like.
Yeah. And emphasizing the offbeat there.
It's almost the same.
It sounds like it.
It's very shrill.
It's very different to see them performing at a festival which is sort of official festival in La Paz. They came from the community, I don't know where. We've got all that information written. They're very shy. And they'll never perform the way they perform when they're in their own community. And the whole context, everything changes. Because here's a bit of a competition. If I remember well, this festival, there is a selection by a committee of the best group, musically and visually, and then they get a $1,000 recording. Because people, these people, they never, that's one of the issues, is that a lot of this music's never been recorded. Unless, you know, by, you know, French people, German people who traveled, you know, back 50, 60 years ago, these people don't have the facility, they never record it.
And they all play the drum at the same time
yes.
that they...
Yeah. Yes, and they play the big drum too, yeah.
One
okay?
That type of drum.
¿Cómo se llama?
One cara.
And then the women, they love dancing.
Yeah, I saw it. One cara.
One cara.
With a fish...
Oh, yeah.
With a fishbone.
Wanakara Konachi?
Wankara, no,
no.
It's W-A-N-K-A-R-A.
Wankara.
Wankara. They're very shy.
Well, look, we've got some dance steps there.
Oh, I don't think that.
And they get even more shy with
see,
the fact
that's
that
a step.
The
yes.
fact that I was
I know,
filming.
Oh, sorry, I was wrong.
Yes. And the fact that I was filming, you know, they get very self-conscious.
Oh, yes.
I get very self-conscious.
Oh, yes.
I don't like doing it so much. I always ask them.
Ask permission first.
I always
yes,
ask permission,
course.
And they say yes, you know. And then what I did with Canto Music years back, when I recorded their music and took some photos, I gave them a copy of all the recordings and all
yeah,
the slides that I have.
Yeah,
that was the arrangement, and I did give them, but it wasn't an easy thing to do. So that's a bit it. I'll select more stuff later on so that I don't have to search. Thank you. So now you've got to come and experience that, you know, on site.
We've been there.
You've been there, huh?
I mean, now.
Yeah, now.
Ah, right, yeah. Yeah, and some of the music is really hard, actually, to listen because it's not the Western scale.
It's the Western sound,
the
yeah.
sound, the pipes don't have to be perfectly
yeah.
tuned at 440.
It's
caught
in it
right. And all this is not, you know.
It's
and
so exciting, though.
Yeah, and when you see it, you know, even sometimes here when I try it, it doesn't mean much when I'm in Perth or was trying to listen to. Didn't mean much, but when you're actually there, part of the festival and part of the community with everything in the context, it's another story. I can listen to it all day and I'll be dancing and dancing, and give a lot to Pachamama, so they don't give me a time. But I've been really sick with Chicha. I've been sick. I was really, really sick. I was anemic at the end of 1 year.
Wow.
And, you know, even the homeopath sent me, she said, you're going to go and she sent me, I think, to, you know, down in altitude because I was really crook. I was really sick. I had kidney issue because of the drinking and because I was doing so much work, and that's all this stuff there. So, and I said, you know, well, I've stopped. I don't want to drink, you know. But there was a couple of times. With the Alma Quimpiquillo, I went to Todo Santo, All Saints, and I bought the musician a full crate, carton of beer. But even that wasn't enough. They wanted me to drink. And because I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I've just been to a festival the week before and I was really sick. Said, I cannot drink, otherwise I'll just die here on the post and you'll have to dig a hole and put me in the cemetery. So, but no way, then they just put me aside. They let me do, but there was a distance. They were not friendly, like I couldn't go in middle of the group and record individual instrument, you know, one by one. We tried to do all that. When you record, you just don't record just the whole group. You go one instrument to the other and then close by to really get a good idea of what's happening. But then, no, even then, so I said, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm not going to drink.
Yeah.
Have the beer, enjoy it. But I enjoyed the day, but that's it. So that can be tough. More so for me these days. These days, when I go to really remote places, it's an issue for me. Because I said, I'm not drinking. That's it. I'm not interested. So, and they don't like it. They want you to be part of the fiesta. It's very important for them.
It's like a symbolic permission
to
have that trust.
Yeah. So now I go with Carlos. I don't go by myself. If I go by myself, then I don't film. I don't take photos. I'll just go to dance and to enjoy the atmosphere. And then that's fine. I don't care. I just tell them, no, gracias, I don't drink. And that's it. But soon as you want to take photos and recording, do a recording, it's a different story. So there you are. So be prepared for a bit of drinking. And it's heavy-duty stuff. You know? It's heavy-duty stuff.
Well,
you just have to say no. And I think because we older people, they do have more respect. They don't push too much. You know, they don't push too much. When you're young, you know, they really want you to go for it. Plus a gringo, you know, who drinks, you know, it's always fun, you know. So, but as seniors, you know, they're very respectful of the older people in Bolivia.
So by the time we get there,
they'll be very respectful to us, of course.
So what I'm thinking for Wednesday is some of the same people will be there, but for the newies, it'd be great to just explain the instruments again.
Yeah.
And that'd be great.
Are we meeting here?
Yeah, it's really because all the instruments are here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to learn that waka pinkia, or try to learn, or even to be able to hold it. So you can get your hands on one of the instruments.
Should we do that now?
And that's a really nice one to do like you did today, perform in the street, the wapak, because it carries nicely. You know, it's a flute, so it carries nicely, and it's not as tiring as the panpipe. The panpipe, you can get really hyperventilated when you blow strong in the panpipe.
Tony, do you always play that with your left hand?
Yeah, do you always play?
It's up to you. If you left arm, it's because I used to play the drum, so I'm better with the drum on the right hand side, so I play with the left hand in that case, but I'm right handed. So I've learned to play that with my left hand because of the drum on the right hand side.
It feels natural for me to go left hand, except that's how Alana taught me.
Well, you can go through just, you know, a couple of, if you want to try to, well, it depends to you guys, you know, you can. It's up to you. And then on Wednesday, that's it. You'll be ready to impress the other musicians.
Wow.
When they arrive, you just play the... It's not a long tune. Huh? It's not a big piece. So it's up to you.